Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Ram Golder and today we're Zichus Menachos Daf Dal, the first parak Kol Menachos. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. Dov Elias with Zichu Nishmas Mrs. Elias' father Rav Moshe Horn of Hashem, Rav Moshe Manas Ben Yaakov Yitzchak. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah taught that although most menachos are vowed when the kmitza is shelo l'shma, a minchas chota and a minchas kanoz are both possible when the kmitza was shelo l'shma. The Gemara suggests that a minchas chota is invalid because chatas kari rachmana. The pasuk calls it a chatas, and the minchas kanoz is derived from a gezer shava of avon avon from chatas. However, the Gemara proves that this gezer shava does not teach the laws of shelo l'shma because the pasuk about chatas says v'shachar osal chatas, and he shall slaughter it as a chatas, teaching osal l'shma kasher shelo l'shma pesula. Only it, a chatas, is valid when offered for its own sake and invalid when offered not for its own sake. But all other karbanas are valid even when offered shelo l'shma. Instead, a similar drasha can be made by minchas chota and minchas kanos, about which the pasuk also says he. Although the word who is also written regarding an asham, this does not teach that an asham offered shelo l'shma is invalid because it's written after haktaras emorin, the burning of the sacrificial parts, which itself is not ma'akev in the carbon. Point number two, Rav said, Minchas ha'omer shekmatza shelo l'shma psua. The mincha of the omer whose kmitza was performed shelo l'shma is completely invalid. Since it came to permit the new grain and didn't permit it. Since the purpose of this mincha is to permit chadash, and it failed to do so, since the carbon brought shelo l'shma does not count for the obligation, it's possible. Similarly, an asham nazir of a nazir became tummy, which allows him to restart his count, or asham matzora, which allows the matzora to enter the machana, which reshected shelo l'shma, are invalid. Since they came to qualify their owners and didn't qualify them since they were brought shelo l'shma. The Gemara explains why these exceptions were not listed in the first Mishnah Zvachim and Menachos respectively. On the next daf, a braisa teaches that an asham matzora which was shekted shelo l'shma is valid, and Rav is refuted. And pointing with you, Rav said that an asham nazir and asham matzora, which were shekted shelo l'shma, are puzzled since they failed to be makshe their owners. The Gemara asks that the same should apply to an asham gazelos, an asham for theft, and asham me'ilos, that ba'u l'kapar ba'u l'kifru, they came for atonement and didn't atone. Rabbi Yirmiyah answers that we find a distinction between mechaprin and makshirin, in that mechaprin eis b'hu da'as l'achar misa, for there are some atoning karbonas which are brought after the owner's death, whereas no makshirin are ever brought after the owner's death. This is illustrated by a mission which teaches that if a woman gave birth, brought her chatas, and died, her yorshim bring her ola, which is a mechaper. However, if she instead brought her ola and died, her yorshim do not bring her chatas, which serves as a makshir to allow her to eat kadshim. The Gemara said if a nazir designated funds for each of his korbanos, which are makshirin since they end his nazir prohibitions, and died, an ola is brought from the ola money, and a shlami is brought from the shlami money. But Papa answers that we never find heksher kavua, a set qualifier brought after the owner's death. A nazir's karbanas are not a heksher kavua, since bringing any of his three karbanas ends his nazir prohibitions. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah taught that although most menachos are valid when the kmitza is shelo l'shma, a minchas chota and minchas kanos are both possible when their kmitza was shelo l'shma. The Gemara suggests that a minchas chota is invalid because chatas kari rachmana. The pasuk calls it a chatas, and the minchas kanos is derived from a gezer shava of avon avon from chatas. However, the Gemara proves that this gezer shava does not teach the laws of shelo l'shma because the pasuk about chatas says v'shachar osal chatas, and he shall slaughter it as a chatas, teaching osal l'shma kasher shelo l'shma pesula. Only it, a chatas, is valid when offered for its own sake and invalid when offered not for its own sake. But all other karbanas are valid even when offered shelo l'shma. Instead, a similar drasha can be made by minchas chota and minchas kanos, about which the pasuk also says he. Although the word who is also written regarding an asham, this does not teach that an asham offered shelo l'shma is invalid because it's written after haktaras emorin, the burning of the sacrificial parts, which itself is not ma'akev in the carbon. Point number two, Rav said, Minchas ha'omer shekmatza shelo l'shma psua. The mincha of the omer whose kmitza was performed shelo l'shma is completely invalid. Since it came to permit the new grain and didn't permit it. Since the purpose of this mincha is to permit chadash, and it failed to do so, since the carbon brought shelo l'shma does not count for the obligation, it's possible. Similarly, an Ashim Nazir of a Nazir became Tommy, which allows him to restart his count, or Ashim Metzora, which allows the Metzora to enter the Machane, which reshected Shalol Shman, are invalid, since they came to qualify their owners and didn't qualify them since they were brought Shalol Shman. The Gemara explains why these exceptions were not listed in the first Mishnah of Zvachim and Menachos, respectively. On the next daf, Abraisa teaches that an Ashim Metzora, which was shechted Shalol Shma, is valid, and Rav is refuted. And point number three, Rav said that an Ashim Nazir and Ashim Metzora, which were shechted Shalol Shma, are puzzled since they failed to be makshe their owners. The Gemara asks that the same should apply to an Ashim Gezelos, an Ashim for theft, an Ashim Me'ilos, that Ba'ul Kapar Ba'ul Kifru, they came for atonement and didn't atone. Rabbi Yirmiyah answers that we find a distinction between Mechaprin and Makshirin, in that Mechaprin Eis Behu Da'as L'Acher Misa, for there are some atoning karbonas which are brought after the owner's death, whereas no Makshirin are ever brought after the owner's death. This is illustrated by a mission which teaches that if a woman gave birth, brought her Chatas, and died, her Yorshim bring her Ola, which is a Mechaper. However, if she instead brought her Ola and died, her Yorshim do not bring her Chatas, which serves as a Makshir to allow her to eat Kadshim. The Gemara said if a Nazir designated funds for each of his korbanos, which are makshirin since they end his Nazir prohibitions, and died, an Ola is brought from the Ola money and a Shlami is brought from the Shlami money. Rav Papa answers that we never find Hekshir Kavua, a set qualifier brought after the owner's death. A Nazir's korbanos are not a Hekshir Kavua since bringing any of his three korbanos ends his Nazir prohibitions. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Dalet, and our standard Siman is a Delet, a door. So a door is our siman. So here goes. Next to the Pasul Menachas door, where a Minchas Chota and Minchas Kanos were left on the left side because they were brought Lo Lishma, and a Minchas Omer brought Lo Lishma was left on the right side since it came to be much in the new grain, but didn't permit it. There was another door where one Yorsh entered to bring his late mother's Ola, which is Mechaper, but another man was prohibited to come through with his late mother's Chatas since it's a Makshir. Once again, slow motion. Next to the Pasul Menachas door, that must be on Dav, Dalet, Dela, door. Next to the Pasul Menachas door, where a Minchas Chote and Minchas Kanos were left on the left side because they were brought Lo Lishma, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that a Minchas Chote and Minchas Kanos performed Shalo Lishma are invalid. So next to the Pasul Menachas door, where a Minchas Chote and Minchas Kanos were left on the left side because they were brought Lo Lishma, and a Minchas Omer brought Lo Lishma was left on the right side since it came to be matcha the new grain, but didn't permit it, which reminds us, Rav said, Minchas Omer Shikmatza Shalo Lishma Psua. The Mincha of the Omer, whose Kmitza was performed Shalo Lishma, is completely invalid. Hoil Va'as Lahatev Lo Hitira, since it came to permit the new grain and didn't permit it. Since the purpose of this mincha is to permit Chadash, and it failed to do so since the carbon brought Shalo Lishma does not count for the obligation, it's possible. So next to the Pasul Menachas door, where a Minchas Chot and Minchas Kanos were left on the left side because they were brought Lo Lishma, and a Minchas Omer brought Lo Lishma was left on the right side since it came to be matcha the new grain, but didn't permit it. There was another door where one Yorsh entered to bring his late mother's Ola, which is Machaper, but another man was prohibited to come through with his late mother's Chatas since it's a Makshir, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Makshirin versus Mechaprin regarding bringing a carbon after the owner's death. This is illustrated by a mission which teaches that if a woman gave birth, brought her Chatas and died, her Yorshim bring her Ola, which is a Mechaper. However, if she instead brought her Ola and died, her Yorshim do not bring her Chatas, which serves as a Makshir to allow her to eat Kadshim. So once again. Next to the Pasul Menachas door, where a Minchas Chote and Minchas Kanos were left on the left side because they were brought Lo Lishma, and a Minchas Omer brought Lo Lishma was left on the right side since it came to be matcha the new grain, but didn't permit it. There was another door where one Yorsh entered to bring his late mother's Ola, which is Mechaper, but another man was prohibited to come through with his late mother's Chatas since it's a Makshir. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Chazara. Daf Kuf Yutes. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Yutes is a kite. So here goes. The boy eating his Meister Sheni while flying his kite. Kite? That must be on Daf Kuf Yutes. The boy eating his Meister Sheni while flying his kite far away from Nova and Givon, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, why does the Mishnah not teach that one was required to bring his Meister Sheni to Nova and Givon? Rabbi Yochanan answered that we derive from a Gezerah Shava of Shamsham from the Aron. Therefore, since the Aron was not in the Mishkan in Nov and Givon, rather was in Kiryat Yarim, and later in Ir David, Maisa Nami Lavai, Maisa also did not need to be eaten there. So the boy eating his Meister Chaney while flying his kite far away from Nov and Givon, standing next to two boys from Shiloh and Yerushalayim fighting over who should use the Menucha and Nachla kites, which reminds the Gemara brings four opinions as to what Menucha and Nachla refer to. So the boy eating his Meister Chaney while flying his kite far away from Nov and Givon, standing next to two boys from Shiloh and Yerushalayim fighting over who should use the Menucha and Nachla kites, had no idea how to answer a boy who asked if Kachi Bamba Katama, which were brought on a Bamba Gadola, require Chitzui, which reminds us, Gemara discusses if Kachi Bamba Katana, which were brought on a Bamba Gadola, require Chitzui, a demarcation line for blood. Daf Kuf Chav, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Chav is a cook. So here goes. The cook. Cook! That must be Moran Daf Kuv Chav. The cook trying to prepare for the siyum got so overwhelmed that he brought the oil from a Bama Katana into the walls of the Bama Gadola and then out to the Bama Katana again. Which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asked, Oz Bama's Yochid Sheikh Nisalifnim, an oil of a minor Bama which one brought inside the Mechitza of a Bama Gadola after shechning it, and then he took it out again. What is the halacha? Do we say, once the carbon entered the partition, the Mechitza took hold of it, and it's subject to all laws of a Bama Gadola, or once it's returned outside the Mechitza, it's returned to its former status as Kachi Bama Katana? So the cook trying to prepare for the siyum got so overwhelmed that he brought the ola from a Bama Katana into the walls of the Bama Gadola and then out to the Bama Katana again, while his worker shechted a shlami at a Bama's Yachid at night, which reminds us, Rav and Shmuel debate the halacha of shechitas laila b'Bama's Yachid, shechting at night on a private Bama. One says the shechita is kosher and the other says it's pasul. Their argument revolves around how to answer a contradiction in psukim. So the cook trying to prepare for the siyum got so overwhelmed that he brought the oa from a Bama Katana into the walls of the Bama Gadola and then out to the Bama Katana again, while his workers shechted a shlamim at a Bama's Yachid at night and then let the Amorim sit out overnight, making them possible. Which reminds us, Gemara discusses the source that Zman restrictions apply to a Bama Katana. Daf Beis, so the siman for Daf Beis is a bais, a house. So here goes. When the Kohen brought a mincha and brought Lo Lishma to the mincha house, that must be on Daf Beis, house. When the Kohen brought a mincha, brought Lo Lishma to the mincha house, covered in flour, and was told it was valid, but does not fulfill the owner's chiyuv, which reminds us, most menachos whose kmitza was Shel Lo Lishma are valid, but the remaining avoda must be Lishma. So when the Kohen brought a mincha, brought Lo Lishma to the mincha house, covered in flour, and was told it was valid, but does not fulfill the owner's chiyuv, a rabbi objected and said that it does, since it's clear that it was brought as a minchas marcheshes and not machvas, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds, that menachos with kmitza Shel Lo Lishma count for obligations, because maaseh mochichin, its makeup demonstrates that it's actually being prepared for, in this case, a minchas marcheshes. So when the Kohen brought a mincha, brought Lo Lishma to the mincha house, covered in flour, and was told that it was valid, but does not fulfill the owner's chiyuv, a rabbi objected and said that it does, since it's clear that it was brought as a minchas marcheshes and not machvas. Unlike the mincha of a Kohen, he turned away, where the kmitza was done with shinui balim, since the intention is not recognizable as false, which reminds us, Rabbah holds Rabbi Shimon validates Menachos Shel Lo Lishma with Shinui Kodesh, but not with intent for one person's mincha to be for someone else's sake. Since there's no indication from the mincha that his intention is false, it can invalidate the mincha. Rabbi Shimon is Darsh Taima Dekra. He expounds the reason of the Torah's laws and says here that Machshava de Minkara Pasul Rachmana, Hashem only invalidated sacrifices brought with an intention which is not recognizable as false. Daf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Gimel is a Gemal, camel. So here goes. The camel, that must be one Daf Gimel, Gemal. The camel who ran away terrified when he saw a Kohen shecht a bull as a Pesach, which was kosher because bulls are obviously not a carbon Pesach, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shimon, if one shechts a calf or bull for the sake of a carbon Pesach or Ashem, which must be a lamb or ram, respectively, it's fully valid. The ego parba Pesach v'Ashem leka, because there's no such thing as a calf and bull used as a Pesach or Ashem. So the camel who ran away terrified when he saw a Kohen shecht the bull as a Pesach, which was kosher because bulls are obviously not a carbon Pesach, confused the Kohen bringing a mincha, who said he's bringing it l'shem zevach, which reminds us, according to Rava, Rabbi Shimon validates menachos with the intent for another mincha, but not for intent for a carbon. So the camel ran away terrified when he saw a Kohen shecht the bull as a Pesach, which was kosher because bulls are obviously not a carbon Pesach, confused the Kohen bringing a mincha, who said he's bringing it l'shem zevach, and another Kohen bringing a mincha machvas to say he's bringing it as a marcheshes and not a minchas Marcheshos, which reminds us, Rav Ashi offers a final answer to the contradiction between Rabbi Shimon's rulings. If the kmitza of a machvas was performed ushum marcheshes for the sake of a marcheshes, it's valid because b'manak machashe, because he's intending it to be for the sake of a particular vessel, and a machshava on a vessel doesn't invalidate because it's a meaningless intent. However, if the kmitza was made ushum minchas marcheshes for the sake of a minchas marcheshes, then he's intending it for a mincha whose intention does invalidate. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn that if one shucks a calf or bull for the sake of a carbon pesach or ashim, which must be a lamb or ram respectively, it is fully valid? That's on daf Gemal. Good. Number 2. Which stuff does the Gemara compare makshirin versus mechaprin regarding bringing a carbon after the owner's death? That's on daf Dalad. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that Rabbah holds Rabbi Shimon validates Menachas Shelo Shman with Shinui Kodesh, but not with Shinui Balim? That's on Daf Beis. Good. Number 4. Which stuff does Gemara bring four opinions as to what Menucha and Nachla refer to? That's on Daf Kuf Yutes. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that Rav said that a Minchas Omer brought Shelo Shma is invalid since it failed to be Matir? That's on Daf Dalad. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss if kachi bama katana, which were brought on a bama gdola, require chitzui, a demarcation line for blood? That's on daf Kufyutes. Good. Number 7. Which stuff does Gemara bring five opinions regarding which karbanas could be brought on a bama? That's on daf Kufyut Zion. Good. Number 8. Which stuff does the Gemara bring the source that a Minchas Chote and Minchas Chanoz perform Shelo Lishma are invalid? That's on Daf Dalad. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we discuss Shechitas Laila by Obama's Yachid? That's on Daf Kufchav. Great. And number 10. Which stuff does Gemara discuss the source for his Zman restrictions applying to Obama Katana? That's on Daf Kufchav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.